The details are murky, but it appears that there's a power struggle underway in Iran. Among the key players are the supreme leader, the president, the current intelligence minister, and the president's chief of staff. The story includes the possible bugging of the president's office and charges of sorcery. For the moment, the loser in this struggle seems to be President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The story starts with the firing of Iran's Minister of Intelligence. He is Haydar Moslahi, and he was fired by President Ahmadinejad in March. Then the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, reinstated Moslahi. In response, Ahmadinejad refused to attend cabinet meetings for 10 days. That was Ahmadinejad's big mistake, says Faraday Farhi, an Iran expert at the University of Hawaii. And it weakened his position substantially, she says.
He was told to come back to work in no uncertain terms. Many supporters of Mr. Khamenei went in public and essentially said over and over again that the president of Iran has no legitimacy or support or public standing unless the leader gives him so.
Why did Ahmadinejad behave like this? It seems he was motivated by loyalty to his chief of staff, a man named Esfandiar Rahim Mashai. Mashai is a highly polarizing figure, one not liked by many other conservatives, nor by the supreme leader himself. Ever since he was elected president, Ahmadinejad has put Mashai at the center of his inner circle, much to the dismay of conservatives in the press and the parliament, says Mohammad Marandi, a political science professor at Tehran University. He was speaking to Al Jazeera English.
It seems that, yes, he is very central to what has been going on. He apparently is the person who wanted the Minister of the Intelligence removed.
According to a widely published story, it is believed that Mashai wanted Moslahi, the Minister of Intelligence, removed because Moslahi was bugging his office and possibly Ahmadinejad's office as well. Hostility toward Mashai is so intense among Khamenei's supporters that it has led to the arrest of some of Mashai's associates on charges of corruption, demon worship, and sorcery, says Denver University's Nader Hashemi. Hashemi is the editor of the recently published book The People Reloaded about Iran's Green Movement opposition.
There's been a series of reported arrests of close allies and friends of Mashai, in particular, claiming that they have been involved in black magic, in distorted interpretations of Shia Islam.
When in fact this is nothing more than a naked attempt to grab political power, says Hashemi.
There's no sort of deep principles involved here. All of them will invoke Iranian nationalism and Shia Islam and political Islam as a way of justifying their political position. But really it's a battle between different mafia-style political camps, each combating against the other camp in order to obtain political power as a way of advancing their own group's political clout.
As a result of all this, it has been primarily President Ahmadinejad who has suffered, says Mohammad Marandi.
The president's position is weakened significantly as a result because his chief of staff isn't popular among the political elite and among parliamentarians and so on.
Some have even called Ahmadinejad a lame duck, serving out the last 2 years of his second and final term with greatly diminished status. But, says Faraday Farhi, removing Ahmadinejad or forcing his resignation is not likely.
His resignation would also look bad on Mr. Khamenei. So I would assume that all attempts will be made to prevent that from happening.
The latest chapter in this story, as of a few days ago, has Ayatollah Khamenei ordering Ahmadinejad to support the intelligence minister or quit. On Sunday, Ahmadinejad returned to work and to a cabinet meeting with the intelligence minister present. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.